On the 21st of March, I spoke to Mary and Elka, who are walking 125 miles across 5 days to raise money for community embedded learning centres supporting children and their families across North Yorkshire. As I rang them, they're about to end day two with just 4 miles until they reached Hornsey.
What have the first 2 days been like? How are your feet doing? How are you holding up?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm my legs are holding up okay. My feet are getting a bit sore. I shan't go into the detail, but let's just say I'll get the half the pharmacy that I brought with me in my luggage. I shall have to make some use of that later tonight. But otherwise, we've been listening to some music and have had some good chats. And going to the whole centre just before lunch today was just really inspirational. And I'm glad I can do this. And it's almost fun to do it with Mary.
And the weather's been so lovely today. That must have helped you.
Oh, gorgeous. I mean, the landscape out here is just glorious. Big blue skies, lots of green fields between the cities of Grimsby and Hull. And really, really enjoying it and getting to know this part of the world a little bit more.
Yeah, and the yellow flowers, flowers that you make grape jewels from, is gorgeous. So I think all students should get there and enjoy this lovely countryside and chance in between studying, because it's really, really beautiful.
It is lovely. Tell me a bit about what you did to prepare. Were you bugging your family and friends? Were you out on training walks all the time?
No. Okay, you're more of a walker, I think.
I am. We didn't embark on this lightly. Mary's a runner, and I actually enjoy doing long walks, but they're usually sort of just about 10, 14 miles, which is something I usually do on a Sunday with a walking group of mostly elderly walkers. But this is something of an entirely different scale, of course. So the one thing what I did was lots of Pilates, just online Pilates, just trying to strengthen core, glutes, that kind of stuff, and eat healthily.
Of course. It's not easy, is it? Tell me a bit about why you're doing this challenge. Why is it so important, and what do these centres do that's so significant?
Oh, it's so important. We're doing the challenge for the centres. As you know, we're raising money as much as we possibly can to support the annual running costs for the 4 community embedded learning centres that the University of York, in partnership with the University of Hull and InterUniversity, which is a national charity, we've created the centres in Grimsby, in Hull, in Bridlington, and our own version, which is just run by the University of York in York, in the 8th area of York. And the idea behind the centres is to offer really practical support to kids both in the centres and in the classroom. We offer employment sort of insight days. We teach them all about the opportunities related to going to university, if indeed that's what they want to do. But it's all about helping to close the educational attainment gaps for some of the kids growing up in those areas, and just making sure they have all the options open to them that might be offered to people perhaps growing up elsewhere. So that's our big motivation. And we know it costs around £3,400 if a child decides to attend one of these centres from the age of 7 to 18, which is absolutely possible. They look after and work with primary and secondary school kids, so kids can go there all the way through for about 10 years. So if a child does do that, then it costs around £3,400 to do that. So ideally we would be able to support one child all the way through each to the 4 centres. That would require us to get to about £12,000 in fundraising off this one walk. But this is really kind of supplementing the very, very generous support that lots of donors have given to help create these centres and get them set up and running. But there are ongoing costs, but they've proved that they're really, really important and make a great impact. So I think we're just both really passionate about opportunity and choice and of course, education.
Yeah, and there was something that Leslie, who is the regional coordinator of some of the centres here, was saying to us, how some of the kids in East Hull have never gone into Hull. And I kind of, Mary and I kind of thought, well, if 2 middle-aged women can walk from Grimsby via Hull and Bridlington to York, then maybe that world becomes a little bit smaller, a little bit more accessible, and help them believe that, yes, they can too.
It is really important. I mean, in your original promotion video I watched, Mary, you said you'd like to raise £3,500. And on Sunday, before you'd even taken a single step, you'd raised over £6,000. Now the new goal is £10,200. Do you feel like there's an element of pressure now? You've absolutely smashed expectations. You've got to finish.
We need more. We need more. us will chip in, even just a pound. And because it's not just about, okay, the money that we raise, but, you know, if some of the students can just help, you know, chip in £1, and we can say to these kids, look, we have more than 100 people sponsoring us and supporting us. That's you. That's you that's supporting. And it's also the staff at these centres. You know, it's their work. It's their, you know, being there every day to say to these kids, come on, let's look at this opportunity for you. This is for them, and so everybody who can cheer us on, if it's a pound or if it's a bit more, fantastic. But yeah, let's show them. Let's show them.
I think Elka's feeling more optimistic about completing this walk than I am. But yes, short answer is yeah. Do you feel under huge pressure? We've almost finished day two of five, and I think might get. Well, today's been absolutely fantastic, and we're really looking forward to going to the Bridlington Centre tomorrow. And it's been, thank you so much. We've been really looking forward to talking to you at the end of today. Having these little milestones to get us through the day is really important, but it's no mean feat. And I think day four is probably the one we're most nervous about. Yeah. We're looking forward to day five because we're going to have lots of colleagues from the university, we hope, joining us for that final stretch. And as I say, all those milestones make a big difference, but it's not easy.
It is not easy. And you know, the reality is the cumulative effects of this endeavour is, yeah, we're starting to feel it. And this morning was a very different morning than the first day.
Finally, what's your snacks of choice? What are you eating to get you through?
Haribo's.
We made it through a giant packet of fruit gums. Don't tell anyone.
No, but we have healthy stuff. We have healthy stuff. I have actually some really lovely mango with lime, which is really, really lovely. But frankly, at the end of the day, we don't care anymore. We're just going for the Haribos, the M&S, and whatever else we can lay our hands on.
Sounds great to me. How can people donate, and how can they follow your progress if they want to hear more? Where can they go?
So if you go to the university's YouStart website and type in the search section, Miles That Matter, you will find the giving page there. You'll see around 100 people, just under 100 people have given so far. And like Elka says, if anybody is able just to give a pound or two, you would make a tremendous difference. If we could smash it and get to 100 donors by tomorrow morning, that would be awesome. So check it out.
Please, please, please. It would mean a lot to us, and it would mean even more to the kids here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're nearly there. How far away are you from finishing?
For today's walk, we're 4 miles away from Hornsey, and we might be dipping our toes in the North Sea if we make it.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be nice. Nice evening, I think. Maybe get a little drink.
It's very windy. It is very windy. If you look at the pics from today, I'm almost all, you know, it's a blue sky, but I'm really wearing my windy jacket because we've been walking all day against the wind. So today was a tough day. But hey-ho, nearly there.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You.